This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation, as we're about to catch up with Katie George of ESPN, as we are out here at Pickler Universe. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus. Hey, Fred Davis is out here as well, fellowshipping with you. Come on out and hang out with us at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton. It's like Carrollton, Louisville. We got Stella Artois out here. The Stellas are flowing. This place is absolutely packed. It's an amazing, if you've never played pickleball, you just come on out here, grab a racket, jump on one of these courts. I mean, it's absolutely jam-packed right now. Awesome place to be. And it's a great sport. I mean, all ages clearly are playing this. We got, I mean, young couples that are out here. We've got elderly people that are out here that want to be playing and staying fit. We've got, like, families that are out here battling each other. This is a great, great spot, and I encourage you to come out and party with us. Last night, that Cooper Flagg debut, really, it was all about Nembhard as well. I thought he was brilliant, but Cooper Flagg got me so pumped. So I already was, but seeing him in the 32, just seeing how much even bigger he looked. And one thing that I saw our buddy Tim Cato put out when it came to last night was, you know, clearly, and Jason Kidd talked about this, they wanted to make Cooper Flagg uncomfortable. And the amount of shots that he put up, clearly the shot wasn't falling for him. But he said after the game, Cooper Flagg, that I haven't probably taken that many shots before. That's something new. And Tim Cato said he's right. He had 21 attempts. That would have been the second most he took all last season at Duke. Mm-hmm. He is not a guy that is even putting up that many shots in a typical game. But this is summer league. So we're going to have you on the point. We want to see how you handle that. And then how do you handle just putting up a gajillion shots? And if you're making them, cool. If you're missing them, how do you react?
Right. And especially since you're only going to probably get two games out of them.
Yeah.
You might as well just run it up from a minute standpoint, aggressive standpoint. Just go leave it all on the floor right there. I loved what he did, and I love what Nembhard did last night.
Joining us now, one of the hardest working people, just period, in show business, was in Frisco covering Big 12 Media Days, now in Vegas working the ESPN broadcast of Summer League and Cooper Flagg's debut, the pride of Louisville volleyball, the one and only ESPN's Katie George. Katie, how the hell are you? Thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Oh, absolutely, guys. I'm doing well. A little tired after you just laid out my travels, but obviously excited to be out in Vegas covering Summer League and seeing some of these draft picks finally get on the court.
Yeah, it had to have been a whirlwind, I'm sure, going back and forth from Frisco to Vegas. Yeah, the time difference there. But what stood out to you last night? I mean, the broadcast was awesome. I know for us here in the Metroplex, we were super hyped to see Cooper Flagg in his debut. What were your big takeaways getting to see him up close in person?
Yeah, that was my first time getting to see him play. You know, I don't cover college basketball, so I hadn't seen him play at Duke. And so I was impressed. I know, you know, I work for a company that is pretty good at overhyping things and, you know, freaking out if something doesn't go to plan, right? Like, his debut wasn't as good as he thought. And he was actually very harsh, I thought, in terms of criticizing himself. You know, post-game, he told me, he was like, it wasn't good enough, it wasn't to my standard, I didn't play well. And then when he got to the scrum after the game outside the locker room, you know, he said it was one of the worst performances he felt like he's ever, you know, put on the floor. I think that's probably a bit harsh, but that also speaks to the type of player and kid that this guy is. And I think that that bodes well for the Mavericks because he does hold himself to such a high standard. You guys just mentioned he took a lot of shots. That's something that Jason Kidd wants him to do. Yes, he only went 5 of 21. But as you guys know, like, this is their first time as a group of new players playing alongside one another. You know, I had the Spurs in the second game last night. Spurs looked so much better than the 76ers because the Spurs played out in the California Classic or the Salt Lake Classic or whatever it is. You know, they had a couple games under their belt. It takes time for all these new pieces to kind of learn how to play off each other alongside one another. So you can't say that a career is going to be made or broken, you know, on one summer league debut. But I have to tell you, that place last night was jam-packed. There was, an electricity in Thomas and Mack just because everybody wanted to see Cooper Plagg play. It reminded me of when Victor Wembanyama made his debut, Zion Williamson, you know, years back. So there is so much hype around this kid. I was impressed with the way he handled himself overall.
And how about just the way that, I mean, there was plenty of Mavericks veterans that were just there to watch Kyrie Irving, PJ Washington, guys like that. And they seemed like they were all getting super excited for him when he would make a play. Like, just the dynamic between Cooper Flagg and the veterans on this Mavs team. Did you get a feel for what that was like?
Yeah, I mean, everybody who is anybody from the Mavs organization was there last night, which I think bodes well and speaks to the culture that they've created and that the older guys wanted to be there to see these young guys play and support them. And Kyrie Irving being there, I thought, was a really big deal. You know, I actually just came back from the gym. I sat down and had a one-on-one conversation with Cooper. And I asked him, I said, it's one thing to get to learn from a player, a legendary player like Kyrie Irving, and just the way that he plays the game. But also being able to pick his brain because he's been there. He's been in your shoes. He was the number one overall draft pick back in 2011. You know, what's that experience like, knowing that you have a guy that you can rely on and lean on who's already done this and he knows the expectation and the notoriety that comes with being the number one overall pick? And Cooper said, he's like, I'm so excited. He said, you know, he's already had conversations with Kyrie, but he's like, I'm so excited to be able just to spend time with him and see how he goes about his day-to-day. And I think that Kyrie, you know, has been many things throughout his career, and I covered him when he was in Boston, and then certainly, obviously, since he's been with the Mavs. And I have to say that Kyrie seems so much more content and happy as a player and a person within the Mavs organization, and I think that lends itself to him becoming a better leader, and I think that he's going to look at someone like Cooper Flagg and really take him under his wing, and I think that it's going to be a really great partnership for Cooper.
Hey, Katie, is this, when you mentioned you got to sit down with him and talk, was he glad this was all over with, though, the first game out of the way, you know, and all the, I mean, you talked about the hype and things like that, but was there a way that he just kind of said, yeah, I didn't play well, but was there a little bit of relief that it was over with and now he can kind of focus on other things?
Yeah, I have to imagine that there was. You know, he said that the recognition, the notoriety, the fans asking for photos and autographs.
Sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's been a little bit crazier than he even anticipated. He said he knew it was going to be a lot, but then since arriving in Vegas, he said it's exceeded even what him and his camp were expecting. And, you know, he also said, too, like, from last night, he was like, I was tired, I think. He was like, look, they were having me bring up the ball. You guys mentioned before bringing me on, you know, Jason Kidd wanted to make him uncomfortable. They wanted to put him in uncomfortable situations, bringing the ball up, running point. Handling, he said, you know, I haven't done a whole lot of that, so having a guy pick me up 94 feet, he said, I constantly had a body on me at all times. And he said, that's something that I'm going to have to get used to, certainly. But he was like, for my first time out, he said, I think it kind of drained me. You guys also mentioned, he played a ton of minutes, which I love. Like, he probably is only going to play a handful of games, maybe even two. Tomorrow might be his last. Like, run him. See what he can do. Push him. And they certainly did that. And so I just thought, I think for him, he wished he would have played better, but this is how it goes, and it takes a little bit of time to kind of find your rhythm. And I think by Saturday, tomorrow afternoon, when he plays again against the Spurs, we're going to see an even better performance. Do you know who really impressed me? I don't know what about you guys. I was pleasantly surprised and really excited with the play from Ryan Nimhard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. I mean, we had got to have him on our station actually earlier in the week. Great person. But to go out there with 21...
Yeah,
and obviously, you know, if it weren't for the size, he's probably a first-round pick, in my opinion. But the Mavs might have found one there, Katie, in Ryan Nimhard.
Well, I feel like it kind of flew under the radar, right, the signing. And good on Nico Harrison to get it done as soon as the draft ended because he went undrafted. But I think he's a steal. And, you know, I was walking past Jason Kidd last night, and I said, gosh, what a get in Nimhard. I said, I know he's a little bit small. And Jason said, yeah, he's like, I don't mind his size. He's like, because we have plenty of length to cover for him. He was like, we're so big in other positions. I mean, even their summer league team is really long and lengthy, but the guys on the roster are certainly huge. And so, you know, for Kidd to say that, I think Kidd probably sees like a little bit of himself. I know Jason's a little bit bigger, but I think that Kidd probably sees a little bit of himself in Nimhard. And, you know, what was really fun for me is, you know, during the game, I got to talk to Andrew Nimhard, who plays for the Pacers and just come off of, you know, an NBA Finals appearance, and just how excited he was for Ryan and to have that kind of start in that game and finish the way that he did. Like, I just thought he was in total control running the offense and just looked so poised and calm, like he's been doing it all his life. And on that stage, as you guys mentioned, there's definitely nerves. You know, that these games are so overhyped. There's so many people watching. I was really impressed with Ryan.
Hey, Katie, okay, so you were there at the Big 12, the media days for that. I have a question for you. Who are you going to pick? Who are you going to pick after everybody you got to talk to? Just make the pick for who's going to win the Big 12 just for the fact that you got to visit with so many good people.
You know, that's a really hard question to answer because I think there's so many capable teams this year, which is going to make the Big 12 so much fun to watch. Obviously, people aren't making the mistake doubting Arizona State, and I'll be curious to see if Sam Levitt can run it back. But here's my pick. They certainly have the most talent on their roster. Can Texas Tech put all these new pieces together that they went out and got during the offseason, much in part because of becoming an NIL juggernaut? If they can put it together and play well, I think Texas Tech is kind of my dark horse pick that could win the Big 12 because of the talent that they infused in the offseason.
I love that.
Yeah, Joey McGuire is a friend of the program.
Sure is.
Here.
I married into a Texas Tech
way back, so I love your pick. Absolutely love your pick.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see. And I've never been to Lubbock. You know, I cover a lot of SEC football and in college football season. But, you know, I'd love to get a little bit in the Big 12. We had the luxury of covering, you know, ASU and Iowa State in Dallas last year or up in Arlington for the Big 12 title game. And that was so much fun. So I'm really curious to see if Texas Tech can get in the mix this year.
ESPN's Katie George with us here on 105 Through the Fan of the G-Bag Nation. We did get a couple of texts wanting to ask about Colorado. What'd you think of Deion Sanders? What caught your eye there? And their quarterback situation. Did you get a feel for maybe where they might be leaning?
Yeah, I didn't get a full sense, but I got to talk to Caden Salter, and I was impressed with him. He seemed very calm, laid-back guy. You wonder, like, when he steps on the field, is he able to kind of turn it on, right, from a competitive standpoint? I think you certainly see that in his film. I think that, you know, he and Juju are a little bit different, Juju being the true freshman that's come in. They're different in style. I think Juju's a little bit more of a pocket passer, and I think that Caden has the ability to run, so he presents that dual threat, you know, quarterback situation. I'm curious to see if Deion and Pat Shurmur will employ a two-quarterback system, which then will allow Juju to get comfortable, right? You know, I think it takes guys time, certainly, to feel themselves out of the college game. Because I don't know about you guys, but in terms of, like, I'm out here at Summer League, I think there's certainly a difference from college to the NBA level, and all these players out here will tell you that. But I think the most drastic difference for a sport is college football from high school, right? Like, that is a massive, massive jump for these guys. And so I think the sense I got is they'll start with Caden Salter with the idea that eventually Juju will take over sometime in the season once he gets comfortable.
Katie, you mentioned the SEC games that you have covered. Is there an SEC game day experience that you have that is maybe set above the rest?
Oh, gosh, that's such a tough question.
I know.
You don't upset anybody.
I do put you in a bad place with this question.
Please say LSU because you're talking to a grad here.
Well, okay, so it was presented to me that Death Valley was going to be above and beyond the best atmosphere in the SEC. And I have to say, I love doing night games at Death Valley. But because it was so hyped to me, I think it was oversold. Like, they told me I wasn't even going to be able to hear myself think.
Oh, there are moments, certainly.
There's moments that you can't, and it's so loud. But I thought it was going to be a little louder, is what I was going to say. Gainesville, when Florida's good, Gainesville, I don't love the stadium itself. But when it's packed and rocking, that's a really cool environment. And I'll tell you that somebody that doesn't get a lot of hype, Auburn on a night game, Saturday night in the fall, Auburn's just such a cool place to visit. Like, great restaurants. It's such a stunning campus. The fans do such a great job. I like Jordan Hare a lot. And so I always tell people, like, don't count out somewhere like Auburn. But there are so many great atmospheres. And it's not just the SEC, right? Like, I've done a whiteout at, you know, Happy Valley up at Penn State. Like, that was an incredible scene. When people ask me, like, my favorite sport, I'm like, you can't top college football environments. They're just unbelievable. So I'm very blessed in getting to cover it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you're going to evaluate these stadiums on how much sweat you have to wipe out of your eyes.
Oh my god!
Before you, like, I can imagine. Like, no. You talk about the swamp and Baton Rouge and those games and how humid and bad they are. My gosh,
it's so humid. Last year, they gave me like a thermometer, you know, where you can like put it in the ground.
Sure.
And it was funny. I was doing a pre-kick interview with Brian Kelly, and over where I was standing in the grass, it was about like 94, 95 degrees, right? But then I went into the team box to go interview Brian, and the team boxes are turf because they don't want to tear it up with all their cleats, which I get. But I said to Brian, I measured it right before we came on. I said, this is registering at 130 degrees hotter on the turf than compared to where I was just a couple feet over on the grass. And he was like, yeah, we might need to look at this then and just make it all grass. He was like, because that's ridiculous. And I'm like, yeah, playing down in Baton Rouge is no joke come early September.
Well, Katie.
Yeah, well, Katie, not everybody can go to Louisville and be at a smart school. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
some of us have to go to Baton Rouge.
Baby.
Yeah,
that's right.
58 degrees every single day in the gym.
Don't have to worry about the heat there. Thank you so much. I know you've been super busy. You're absolutely crushing. We can't wait to watch tomorrow, Mavs Spurs on ESPN. And hopefully we can catch up with you for college football this upcoming season.
Yeah, that sounds great. I appreciate you guys having me. Have a great show.
You as well. Thank you. There goes Katie George of ESPN. As we're live here at Pickler Universe, come on out. It's an awesome place to be. We'd absolutely love to see you. We're hanging out until 6:30, but we're doing a little Friday news dump next.
Yes, I'm going to try to rope in Fred Davis, who has made an appearance off of his morning show, RJ and Choppy Extravaganza, and we have all sorts of good news, including a Girl Scout cookie update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth, for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.